Chapter 30. Gorn Gratik's eyes popped open. Smoke rolled from his nose. He lifted his 10-foot-tall frame from his throne and stepped down off the dais. Standing as a man, he stroked the horns on his head and spoke to one of the many Drakus that guarded the throne room inside the floating city.
I sense our enemy has awakened.
He lifted his chin toward the glass dome above.
I can feel him.
He clenched his clawed fists.
And I hate it.
Shall I send more out in search for him?
The winged Drakus commander said.
No. I will see to it that he comes to us.
Come. Gorn's tail slithered behind his back as he headed out of the throne room into the city. Legions of skeleton soldiers waited outside the cathedral that Gorn departed. Their black eyes flared with life and hunger. Gorn's towering frame waded through them and down the street. Above, dragons crowed and snorted. Hundreds could be seen perched on spires and rooftops. Their eyes glowed green with energy. They were under Gorn's control, thanks to the power of the Jaxite stones, and for 7 years, his army had been growing. He strode down the streets toward the floating city's edge. A gray stone building stood in his path, dark and grim. Skeleton soldiers pulled open the tall iron doors as he approached. Unaccompanied, Gorn went in. He stood in the inner courtyard of a small covered prison. There were barred chambers 3 stories tall, open, most of them abandoned and empty. Gorn's rough voice echoed in the cold chamber.
I have great news.
Several torches that illuminated the cages that lay in the room flickered at the sound of his voice. Gorn headed for the largest one in the center. A lone figure leaned against the bars, huddled in tattered robes, shivering. There were other cages, but they were empty. Lying on the stone floor nearby were dragons, gray scalers. Heads down, their tongues slithered from their mouths.
I said I have great news!
Gorn banged on the cage.
Nath Dragon is awake.
How does that make you feel? Hopeful?
From underneath the hood, a pair of violet eyes fastened on Gorn's.
I'm hopeful. Aren't you, Bezog?
The part elf wizard rose to his feet and coughed. Shackled, he teetered toward the bars, clasped his grubby hands on them, and faced off with Gorn.
The end nears, and I couldn't be gladder.
I'm thrilled you share my thoughts,
Gorn said.
And now, it's time to draw out our needle in the haystack.
I've told you everything. I don't know where he is.
Don't toy with me, Bezog. You might not know where he is, but you do know how to find him.
Yeah, we've danced this dance before to no avail, and it's not my life I'm worried about. Even if I could help, I would never yield.
No, I'm certain you won't.
Gorn snapped his fingers. The iron doors opened and the Drakus marched 3 hooded figures inside.
But perhaps they will.
Bezog stiffened. Gorn stepped back and grabbed the hood on the nearest one.
We recently came across some persons you might be interested in.
Bezog's eyes shone like moons as he pressed his face against the bars. Gorn pulled off the hood, and there stood Sasha.
No!
Yes!
Gorn replied. He plucked off the other 2 hoods, revealing Rary and Samas.
Tell me how to find Nath Dragon, or I'll make your family pay.